This is Kelman on Cliff Central.
And this is possibly the most connected woman in South Africa.
Don't lie. Don't lie.
No. I'm saying connected. I mean, you're like a digital revolution, Ms. Lee. You really are.
I'm really not.
You've got two phones.
Yes.
And you told me that you woke up this morning and you had 200 unread messages from the night before.
It's work. Like, work's got to get done.
Just what the hell are you working on?
Many things.
Many things.
Many things.
This is... Okay, so we got to recap. We've had you on the show a bunch of times before, but for someone that's never met you before, let's just school them here. You're 24 years old.
26.
Bio's completely off, yeah. This bio says you're a graphic designer,
yes.
But you're a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your 9-to-5?
Shoot, my 9-to-5, I actually work in social media. So I'm a social media content manager and I'm a digital strategist. I do graphic design as well. I'm a blogger, so opinion writer for News 24. It's too many things.
Even you look exhausted telling me all of that.
I'm tired.
Okay, well, this is going to be very chilled, very relaxed. and of course, you're massive on Twitter as well. People love interacting with you on Twitter. How many tweets are you on now? Let me have a look. I was looking
a little
early on.
470,000.
470,000.
Wait, I'm going to check. Are you going to check
first?
No,
I've got it here. 479,457 tweets.
Seems legit.
479,000.
I have a lot to say. Ari, don't judge me.
457 tweets. And people just, they love you on Twitter. But you see, you know what your problem is? You know why you've got no time? Producer Kat was going through your Twitter timeline a little earlier on because we picked out some tweets. Let me just... Yeah, there we go. You're having like a million and one conversations with like a million and one people. Do you know half these people you're speaking with?
I don't, but I actually like that I can just have like random conversations with people that follow me. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, no, it is very cool. It is cool. But what do you speak to them about?
Any and everything. I mean, like, it depends. I mean, days we speak about sex, other days we speak about drugs, other days we speak about people cheating on each other. It depends what the mood is on Twitter.
All right, so to establish a better picture of Lerato Manya, let's go through, there's four things that if you cover in an interview, you've done a good job. So let's go through the four things. I'm not even going to disguise them. I'm just going to come out and give you what
like
they are.
Where this is going.
And then you must tell me what the status is. Okay, so family, everything good?
Everything's great.
Okay, who do you love the most?
Yo, my mommy.
Okay, yeah. She in Joburg?
Yes, she is.
Okay, and she must be super proud of you.
I think she's super confused because
she's not on Twitter, hey?
No, she's not, thank God, because I think she'd be confused. But my brother likes to tattle.
Older, younger?
Older.
Older.
Stop snitching.
Okay, it's probably because he doesn't have as many followers.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so boom, you've shut
him
down.
It's not my fault, though.
So that's family there. Wealth?
Wealth is good.
Okay, making lots of money?
I always have lots of money, but I'm comfortable.
You're comfortable?
I'm comfortable.
Is money a big deal for you?
Money is a big deal. We live in a capitalistic society. How can money not be a big deal?
At the moment, I don't know. It could all change. But money is important to you.
Money is.
And making your own money is important to you.
Definitely.
Do you like making money?
I like making money, but I like making my own money.
Okay. What do you splurge on?
Jeez. Mostly data.
Shout out
to my boss because he knows why. Mostly data. I think a lot of music. I buy a lot of music. Geez, parties with my friends.
Get the streaming service. It's so much easier.
No, I don't want streaming service.
I promise you, I was also that guy that was buying it all on iTunes. You get like a SIM file or something, 60 rand a month, you can get whatever you want.
Everyone's trying to convince me to move and I'm just like, but I have attachment issues.
No, you'll be fine. You'll push through. I promise you'll be so much more affordable.
Okay, I'll try. Just for you, I'll try it and I'll let you know how.
They even give you, in fact, you know what? I don't even have to do anything because Apple Music now is going to have 3 months free for the beginning. Yeah, so
yes.
That's what you'll use. Okay, so we've got that sorted.
We'll test it out and see how it goes.
So you're going to be wealthier in the future. That's great.
We hope so.
Yeah. Health?
Health is good.
You look fantastic.
I kind of sort of feel fantastic, but I kind of think that's all to the new activity that I've been doing.
Oh, what is that?
Pole dancing.
Pole dancing?
Pole dancing.
How often a week are you doing this?
Twice a week, sometimes 3 times a week, depending on how moody I am.
Do you have like a pole dancer name?
I really don't. It's just like I just go to class and everyone's like, "Hi Lee, how are you?" And I'm like, "Okay, cool."
Take me through walking into a pole dancing class.
Okay, first class, I think there was about 10 girls.
Okay,
10
what prompted class. You to do it?
I was bored.
Okay.
I don't.
You were bored. I mean, I
no, I was okay. really bored, and I didn't enjoy the whole idea of going to gym, but I wanted to stay active.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, go to gym, go to gym. And I was like, it's not for me. Like, it's really not for me. And someone was like, oh, why don't you try pole dancing? And I was like, yeah, I'll never survive doing pole dancing. And then, well, 6-7 months later, here we are.
6-7 months you've been doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, so is it hard?
Yeah, don't get it twisted. It looks nice. It looks really nice and like smooth. It's painful.
Are there tricks?
There are tricks.
Do they have names?
They do have names. Like I posted 3 now before I came to the studio that I've done, which is like amazing because a lot of the stuff I actually couldn't do it at like the first 2-3 weeks I couldn't get it right.
Okay.
And then I got it right and I was like, okay guys, I'm going to take a picture because I mean, it's important to document these things.
It's very important. Yeah. Well, you want pictures of yourself on a pole on the internet.
Yes. I mean like, hey, it's one of those things.
Ovs, who else is in this class with you?
Oh, geez. It's just a couple of girls from the South. So, I mean, my teacher, Jenna, Lamise, Cleo, there's a whole bunch of girls.
Okay. All pretty young.
Young, I mean, yeah, young, relatively young, late 30s, some of them are late 30s.
So it's like an hour long?
It's an hour long.
Okay, and is it like a warm-up before you get on the pole? Or?
Yes, you
okay.
have to do warm-ups because it is still exercise. You have to do warm-ups and then you do tricks and you see what you can and can't do and then cool down at the end of the class.
How many poles in the class?
8.
8 poles, so there can be 8 students in the class.
It can actually be 16 because you can do tricks. You can have 2 or 3 girls on one pole.
Oh, wow. That sounds fantastic.
It's amazing. I'm not going to lie.
Can any guys that do this?
There was one guy in the class that we were at, but I don't know where he is of late.
Okay. he must have looked really creepy.
I don't think he looked creepy. And I don't know if it's just weird, but I think people assume that pole dancing is only specifically for women.
I don't know.
But I'm finding a lot of guys. Like when you Google stuff, you do find a lot of guys
that are pole dancers.
Yeah, because it's a sport.
Wow. Okay. So health, pretty good. And then love.
Love is amazing.
Is it still the same guy as last time?
Yes.
This is the long distance thing. He's in America, hey?
Yeah.
Okay. How many months has this been going on for now?
I even stopped counting, hey? No lies. Like, I know we're reaching a year in August, September.
So how are you keeping this long distance thing happening?
Fighting.
Really?
Yeah.
What, on Skype?
No, we call each other like almost every day.
That's sweet.
So, which is great because WhatsApp has now got this whole thing of WhatsApp call.
Yeah.
Which is now great because that means less costs, which is fantastic. Fights a lot. I'm leaving on the 17th on Wednesday.
To go to America?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Whereabouts in America is he?
He's in Cali. So I'm going to New York to go visit a friend and then he said he might come through, which is great.
I hope he does.
I'm going again next year.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Life is good.
So love. Okay, so we've covered the 4 things there. Family, wealth, health, and love. Everything's in a really good space.
Everything's great.
Now, if we can just get rid of these 15 groups that you're on WhatsApp.
Yeah, look, that's not going to happen.
Why are you in 15 groups on WhatsApp, Mazli?
I'm working.
15 groups?
I'm working.
Okay, if you say so.
It's work.
On these 2 phones.
Other than my squad, then the rest is like legit just work. Or like conversations with different people.
Yeah, about what?
I've got like a girl group, Brain and Brain, which is like my girls and we discuss a whole bunch of like social issues and what's happening in each other's lives. And then I have my squad, which is like literally just the boys and the girls just like talking, discussing where we're meeting, who's doing what, are we having an event or whatever.
Okay.
And then the rest is just work.
Okay, your phones though, they don't stop. Do they give in?
They don't stop. Well, I dropped my 5 this morning and I thought, okay, that's it.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it, yeah. As I'm looking at Ms. Lee, like all I see it as I look down because she's got her phone on the table, one of hers. Is that the personal one that I'm seeing
this
there?
This is the personal one.
The personal one and the work one.
The work one is worse. It doesn't stop.
They both just basically lit up 24/7.
I'm sorry, but these
Do you read everything though? Do you read all these messages?
I don't read everything. I skim through. And then if I'm not sure, if I like miss something or feel like I missed something, I'll actually ask questions like just so I can get a catch up. Who has time to read like between 200 and 400 messages a day?
Well, who the hell is getting 200 to 400 messages a day? You.
Really?
It's ridiculous because I have like a phobia of like missing a tweet. So like on my timeline. So like, and that's why I can follow so few people because I'm so nervous of like missing a tweet. So, and you must just miss stuff all the time.
I miss, well, it depends. Like some days I'm actually paying attention. Other days I'm just like, guys, I'm too tired for this. I actually can't do this.
You can't. You put the phone away.
No, but I mean, this is why you have friends that can actually tell you, okay, guy, this is what you missed.
So when you go out for dinner and that kind of thing, you don't have the phone on the table and...
I do because, I mean, when you work in social media, it's 24/7, 365. These things happen. Like, I mean, I know what industry I'm in and I know how things work. So, I mean, the phones will be on and there'll be days they'll be like, okay, listen, I need to pause you for like 5 seconds.
I want to put you forward for a job.
Oh, gosh.
I think a lot of brands actually need you to handle their social media.
I don't think a lot of brands can handle me.
You should have been in charge of Appletizer. Should have been running that account.
That was hilarious to me.
But I'm saying they took so long to respond. You would have been a hell of a lot quicker because you always have your phone.
Of course they took so long to respond because the damage control, they need to figure out how they're going to word it, how they're going to release the statement, what exactly they're going to say. There are people that need to approve it. It's a long process. I get why it took long, but that's why you hire people that know what they're doing and they can handle something like that on the go.
Yeah. But how do you, I mean, is anyone an expert in social media?
I think you can and you can't be an expert on social media. I mean, it's easy to be an expert on your own social media profile. Mm. It's a completely different forte when you are handling a client's social media account.
How many accounts are you handling at the moment? Oh my word, she's got to like double tally the numbers here.
I need to check. I think it's about 12.
12.
I'm double checking.
Jeez.
I think 12. It's about 12.
Oh, my word. You got like a whole Pick and Pay supermarket on your phone there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 accounts. That's
close. Oh, my word. Don't you ever find it boring making brands cool on social media?
I wish I did. Like, I really wish I did. But because I love social media so much, it's like to me, okay, just run with it.
Okay.
There's certain accounts that you don't want to work on because, I mean...
Yeah, they're just boring brands.
Yeah, but like you have to find a way to make it cool. And I have a great team that I work with, so that helps.
Can you honestly, though, if you are running an account for like, I don't know, a mining company on Twitter, can you make that cool? Should they even be there in the first place?
Isn't that why we have conversations and dialogues?
Yeah, but I mean, what are you going to speak about? The gold price?
You'd be surprised. You would be surprised.
See, you make this stuff cool. I know that's what you do.
I have to. That's my job. That's why I get paid.
Do you never get tired of all this Twitter, though?
I do.
Okay, and then what do you do?
And then I shut down and I wind down with my squad.
Okay.
So when I'm with my squad, everybody else doesn't exist.
Goes out.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're on, I mean, those phones are just buzzing. It's ridiculous.
I'm
ridiculous.
Sorry.
I want to get into some of your tweets over the past few. Now, ooh, it's difficult for us to go through these because so much of it is conversations you have with other people and retweets. But we managed to pick some out. Producer Kat sat for hours scouring
Kat,
through here.
What did you get me into?
Says here, I'm allowed to be moody because I'm not going to see Bay today and possibly even before the 17th.
Yep.
Because this is when you're leaving for America.
Yep.
Okay. So you were moody.
I'm still moody.
Wanted to spend time with Bay tonight, but the way this event is set up.
Yep. I'm working an event tonight. It should be fun.
Oh, rough, dude. And you just wanted to hang out with Bae.
I really just want to hang out. Like, I feel like everyone's just like, oh, my God. But, you know, just do it. It's fun. And I'm just like, yeah, it's fun sometimes, not all the time.
Sometimes you just want to hang out with yourself.
Yeah, sometimes I just want to hang out.
The screaming and yelling thing is one I don't deal well with.
Yes. That was a tweet. Shatlas posted a tweet prior to that where he said that there was a, wherever he was, there was a customer or, sorry, a manager that was screaming at his co-workers, his colleagues. And yeah, like I generally don't deal well with screaming and yelling, which is why I resigned from my previous job because there was it was toxic. So you would hear people screaming and yelling at each other from down the hall, which kind of makes me nervous because I didn't grow up in a home where everyone screams and yells at each other.
Yeah, that could be a tricky one.
Yeah, it's very tricky. But I mean, for me, it's a deal breaker. After about a year, you get tired of hearing people screaming and yelling. And I mean, I grew up in a culture where you don't scream and yell at your elders. Mm. And I would see that almost every single day and it would frustrate me. And every time I'd raise it with my manager, she'd tell me, yeah, well, this is the nature of the company that we're in. And I'd be like, okay, cool.
Not for me. Sure. Yeah, I didn't think you'd like hanging out at Cliff Central. Pause. Lecturers don't call black students by their names, rather refer to them by their student numbers. No fam, this can't be life. What's happening?
That was so weird. Like, we're having a discussion this morning about names and African names and how the article that I posted said that South African white people generally don't take the time to learn how to pronounce African names. And there was a girl in my mentions that said that one of her lecturers, or I think it was a tutor, doesn't call students by their names, doesn't even bother trying, but rather calls them by the student number. And I was like, wait, this is not like.
Yeah, that can't be.
It's not on.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It's not on. It's my name. At least try.
Yeah.
Like, at least just try and say it right.
Or at least go with your Twitter handle or something.
Something.
But don't
give
say
me
0653176969.
It's so awkward. It's like, ugh.
Losers. Realizing more and more how all my friends have really strong personalities, such an awesome thing.
Yeah, no, look, I am surrounded by really strong people. No lies. Like that, I think that's one of the best things that has happened to me in the last 2 years, where I've just surrounded myself with people that are not afraid to voice what they think and are not afraid to tell me when I'm out of line. I think it's such an amazing thing. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, people that call you out. That's important. You
those,
don't want just
those
yes
are you,
people.
That's your support system. If they can call you out, you're good. Like, you're good. They know, they will tell you, like, okay, dude, like, you've gone too far now. You need to turn it down, or you need to back off, or apologize. Okay. Do something.
I need to tell this one that he's doing the Betty Man thing wrong. What's happening?
Okay, so one of my friends, like, a couple of weeks ago, they were having a discussion on Twitter about Betty guys. And the general consensus, which I find strange, is that Betty guys are stingy and rude, which I kind of can't help but laugh at it, because I look at all the men in my family and I'm like, damn it, these niggas are doing everything wrong. Like, they're all doing it wrong. Because I ask for things and they'll all be like, okay, how can we help? What do you need? Do you want us to give you stuff? Like, so I was telling one of my guy friends now, I was explaining to him over the weekend that, you know, like, you're just so generous with any and everything. It doesn't bother you. Like, it's weird. So today I asked, I was like, Gosh, what was the general consensus about Betty men on Twitter? And everyone just responded, no, they're stingy and rude. And I was like, yeah, I need to tell him that actually, nah, my guy, you're doing it wrong.
Oh,
like,
wow. I love that, though, that you can go onto Twitter and kind of get an opinion and ask people what they think, and then they'll respond.
I like hearing what people think. Like, yeah. I really love it. I think people find it strange because it's like, yeah, I don't care. It's my world. I don't care what anybody else thinks. But I think it's important to know what other people think.
Other people's voices and to have them heard. And then final tweeter, if she really likes you, she'll find a balance between spending time with her friends and spending time with you.
That's it.
Yeah, we were speaking about that in
our...
Yeah, that was in our daily five today. Because if someone says to you, oh, it's not you, it's all nonsense. They just don't want to be with you.
It's all nonsense. They have no time for you. They don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
Tap out.
Your single friends, are you advising they go on dating apps?
I actually don't think my friends... Like, let me think, who's single?
Are you now part of all relationship groups? So you've just got friends that are in relationships.
People are getting married. Others are
married.
Babies. Yeah. Sadie, I love you, but Chums, yeah, I'm still shocked about that.
How old is she?
She is 24.
24 getting married. You would never do that.
No, I'm too scared of marriage right now.
Yeah, marriage is a little scary.
Like, the whole, yeah, commitment forever and ever and ever. You take on everybody, like, his entire situation becomes your... I don't know if I'm ready for that kind of... commitment.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
It freaks me out. It freaks me out, which is weird.
No, I think it's fantastic. It freaks you out. You don't need to get married at like 24, 25, 26. No one says that you have to in this day and age.
You don't have to. And I think that's great. I think for her, for Sadie, it's worked out amazing. And we love Jolson. We love him to death. But for me personally, right now, I just don't think I'm in that space. And I think it's just because I've got too many things going on. Marriage needs time and commitment and dedication. Certain things right now in my life I'm not willing to give up. And that's not me being rude or being like stingy about it. It's just I gave up something for somebody before and I'm not making that mistake again.
No,
period.
Now she wants to handle all 11 accounts.
It's my stuff. Like, this is my stuff.
It's your turn. It's your time. I know that... in your bio here, it says you absolutely love politics. I'm sure you saw the gathering was trending today, which is a big event that was in VodaWorld. I was there this morning. We spoke to some people
supposed to be there
a little earlier on. You would have loved it.
I really would
completely
have.
Completely right up your alley.
But I think I'm tired of politics for this week. I just need a time out.
What is, what's your take on the political situation in South Africa?
You know, it's weird. I was having this discussion yesterday with Lee, another guy, Lee, and... I was explaining to him that there's so many things happening and a lot of the youth take to Twitter, but nobody actually takes their opinion seriously. So I was explaining to him that we need to do something bigger with the kind of voices that we're finding online. So we're like, the political situation in SA is the same as it always is, confusing.
Yeah.
It's always confusing. It's statement here, different statement here. It's this one said this. It's like he says, she says all the time and you don't know what.
Just pull out quotes.
Yeah. And it's frustrating because, I mean, as a young person, it's great that we've got leaders, but I actually would love someone that's like my age that I can relate to, that will say things that or speak about things that my friends and I speak about and not feel like I have to word it a specific way or I have to be somebody completely different in order for me to appeal to a specific target demographic. Which is sad because that's kind of the way you portray yourself when you go into politics.
Yeah.
You become that person. I'm okay here. Like, I'm good.
I'm just not sure how to... So this morning, the one talk I saw was Musi Maimane, Paul Mashatile, and Zwelinzi Mavavi. So, of course, Zweli, we don't know what's happening with Kusatu there. Like, doesn't have a job. Paul Mashatile, part of the ANC, who was a little strong on Nkandla. He had some very strong thoughts. And then Musi, of course, new leader of the DA. And Tumi Morake was speaking about how great his ass is. So, I mean, that's what that situation is.
SA Youth makes things fun.
Yeah.
SA Youth makes things fun. That's our way of dealing with everything. So
makes
when it's something
fun.
Serious, we make it a joke. I mean, that's why Ask Musi was trending on Twitter a couple of weeks ago.
But that's the thing. And then Chester missing the puppet interrupted. And it like turned into this whole joke. And I'm thinking like, okay, yeah, but here's these three guys sitting on the stage that handle, well, Paul Mashatile specifically, also Musi and Zwelinzi Mavavi as well. They've got a lot of influence and pull. They manage where a lot of people's heads are at. A lot of people's thinking comes from what they think.
Yeah.
A lot of people believe in them. And then when they were starting to get like jokey with Chester and like, oh, fire pool and all this kind of thing, I was just like, I don't know.
You're like, confused. Like, yeah, what's happening here?
I'm just like, yeah, it's funny for you guys to joke and say, oh, you are left and you are right. But like, what about the person? What about the kid that's growing up right now that, you know, their future doesn't look that great?
But that's the thing about SA politics is we tend to focus on one thing.
Mm.
We like very close-minded. We like legit just focus on one thing. And it becomes a problem because when you start analyzing the different situations that are happening outside of that one thing, you're just like, okay, guys, wait, this is a situation. Like, this is bad.
Yeah, there's people involved.
Yeah.
It's not just about banter between Malema and Vavi. Like, there's people's
exactly
lives are at
what
stake.
It is.
And we've kind
lives
of lost
and
that.
And futures, even futures. Hugely. Past, present, futures.
Yeah.
All getting lost. Which is sad. I mean, we have such a great nation. Like, our country's amazing. The people are amazing. But we're losing so much. And the way in which... What I've come to realize, the way in which a lot of people overseas see us is completely different from what I would expect them to see. It's like, yeah, you guys don't know better, or you guys are just being plain stupid.
Look, most of them, I was at dinner with an American guy the other night. He said, the only two things I know about South Africa are Nelson Mandela and Oscar Pistorius.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Which, again, takes me back to what I was asking a couple of weeks ago. I think it was a couple months ago on Twitter, where I said, what else does the world know about SA?
Mm.
Other than we've got safaris.
What do you want them to know?
I think what I really want from the world is to actually engage more with South Africans. I mean, when I log onto my timeline or into my Twitter or my Instagram, Facebook, I see a lot of South Africans engaging with Americans about what's happening in their country. And I think it's amazing that South Africans are actually taking the issues that are happening in America and taking it on and putting it into their own context.
Mm.
I think it's sad that Americans are not really doing the same thing.
Mm.
There are very few Americans that I follow personally, and I follow a lot. There are very few that will actually look at SA and be like, okay, guys, let's break it down. Let's discuss this.
Yeah, they kind of live in their own environment, and they're not particularly interested in pushing in another direction.
Gotta pull them in.
Just before I let you go, because I love getting your take on things, because you're one of the easiest people to speak to, because you have opinions on everything.
Is that a good or a bad
thing? It's a fantastic thing. It means you're an individual, you have opinions, you have thoughts. It's fantastic. Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah,
just the Kardashians overall. Just the overall Ms. Lee's take.
Look, the Caitlyn Jenner thing, I'm glad that she's doing what she wanted to do, what she felt she needed to do. I think there are a couple of things that I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
Mm.
And I think that's just a personal thing where it's just certain things I'm not really understanding. I mean, you've known this your entire life. You've felt like this your entire life. It's not like you're new to money. It's really not.
Yeah.
And then you just randomly just wake up one day and be like, oh, guys, by the way, it's just, it's weird. It's not. And I remember one of my girls was saying that it seems very selfish. And when I actually read what she was saying, what I was thinking, I'm proud and I'm glad that, you know, you're doing what is best for you and you're living your best life and you're doing what you think is happy. But she raised something and she was like, how do you go through your entire life, have kids, take on somebody else's kids,
yeah,
get married, have additional kids, And then just one day randomly decide, oh, guys, by the way, your entire lives are going to be different now. I'm like this.
Yeah.
So when I think about what she was saying, as confrontational and as rude and almost defensive and attackful as she was,
yeah,
it kind of made me think, like, geez, how would I deal if that was my situation? Like, would I be okay? Would I be angry? Like, what would I be? So, I don't know. I think it depends on the person. Whatever you think as an individual, that's your opinion. But at the end of the day, your opinion means diddly squat to Bruce or to Caitlin. Sorry.
But your opinion means a lot to people. Always so cool having you on, Ms. Lee _ Lerat Omanya.
Thanks for having me, Ari.
What one new thing did we learn about you today?
What new thing? I don't know. I think I'm overworked.
I think the pole dancing.
No, but everyone knows about the pole dancing, Ari. It's just you. You're MIA, so clearly you're lacking focus.
Okay, cool. So what is the one thing?
The one thing, I work a lot.
Yeah, you do. Jeez, like those phones don't stop.
Yeah, but I mean, these are my people. What must happen?
And I feel bad holding you back from them.
I'm going to send to them. I gave them all a heads up. Like, guys, I just need like an hour.
You did, and you then sent a voice note.
I sent many voice notes. I sent like 3 downstairs, 1 at the bathroom, 1 in here. Wow. Like, I've been.
Lerato, staying in touch with you is very easy. How do we do it?
Go on Twitter. Everything else is on my Twitter profile. My Twitter handle is @ Ms. Lee, MZLEE_.
Beautiful. That's Lerato Manya there. Thank you so much for coming in and brightening up my day.
Thanks for having me, Ari. Love you.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.